KI4HKX, KI4DTY. 4DTY clear.
KX, Danny, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here, KI4DTY.
I thought that was your radio making that funny noise, but I'll be back in a minute. I got a customer with me.
You're good. Take care of business. KI4DTY, I'll be on the side.
For DTY, KO4HKX, you still there?
Why, I'm here.
Hey, gone for today?
Part of it is, at least, still got a sinus headache, but my pain in my back is gone now. Question for you, I know we talked about for that CB radio for my brother, and I knew you said the Cobra 29, but you also gave me a unit in that you recommended too, and also I can't remember that antenna whip.
I use the unit in 980.
Remember that antenna?
Hey, Predator.
A 10K Predator is tunable by just cutting
the... Yes, it is. You just tune it by cutting the end of the mast off or the little extension.
Yeah, the Cobra 29 I remembered, but then I couldn't remember if there was a sub model to it, if I could talk. But yeah, the unit in, I cannot remember the name of that at all.
That unit in is the one with the single sideband in it, so it'll get him out a little further than just a regular radio, but he's still legal.
So then, yeah, the unit in is probably the way to go for him, at least.
I had good service out of it, so I can't complain. I also have one of the unit in 885s, which is the one with the scanner in it. I am not overly impressed with it.
Does it still get out just as far, or no?
It doesn't have the sideband in it, but it's just a regular 11-meter radio with a scanner on it. And it does trunking, and it does all that as long as you keep it. And it does it by GPS location. So you don't program the channels. It just moves around with you.
Cool, but I think maybe that 980 may be the way to go. What do you think?
That's what I would recommend.
And then, would I be able to get that tuner from you just to help him?
Sure. Not a problem. You can use it.
Do you remember, or did you find out the name or whatever model you have of that Magmel antenna?
It's a Comet, but I haven't went any further than that, to be honest with you. Been busy and just trying to keep up.
I hear you there. I mean, it's no problem. I just thought, since I had you on the radio, I'd ask.
I want one of Gary's antennas so I can see how it works on the tool truck this afternoon going through the black hole up there.
Sweet. What is that?
B5 Comet antenna, I believe it is. It's an SB5.
Is that one of those little shorties?
No, it's not a shorty, that's for sure.
So it's one of those big whips?
Gets above the box on top of the truck, so hopefully it'll get out a little better. I'm at my next stop. Glad to hear you're feeling better and your headache's gone, or at least subsiding. So take care, and I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, 73.
Thanks for the help, and thanks for hopping on real quick. KI4DTY, I'll be clear.
KI4DTY, KO4VX, are you still around?
Yes, sir, I am.
Name here is Cade. I heard y'all talking about some CB radios. I heard you mention the Cobra 29 LTD. I don't have much experience with single sideband. Of course, the 29 doesn't do single sideband, but the 29 is what I've always run in all of my trucks. And just for the just for what it's worth, it's a I found it to be a really good radio. I think I got it on sale for something like $89 about 3 or 4 years ago. So I've always been really satisfied with it.
Drives a semi, and he's been looking for a radio. He has something in his truck now. It's somebody gave him, and it's literally a piece of junk. So I was trying to help him, and I'm not big into CB radios, so I was trying to figure out what would be a good model for him. So that's nice knowing that you do use the Cobra 29. What antenna mount are you using?
Oh, Lord, it's something from Comet. I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's a full-size whip, pretty big whip, and I've never had any problems getting out with it. Of course, I just use it just over the road and that kind of thing, just to talk around, try to stay in the know about what's going on with traffic and everything, but it's nothing special. But my uncle used to, so I used to actually travel around with him a little bit. I'm 19 years old. I'm a student over at Clemson University, but yeah, I had some experience driving around with my my late uncle. Actually, he used to do over the road trucking.
Yep, my brother's been driving semi not too long now, and we were talking radios, and he's been trying to figure out what to get. Like I said, I think he's got. Somebody gave him like a Cobra. I want to say a real low end model, like a 39 or something like. It's not lower than like super low. Like things got like three switches on it. That's it. So I was trying to figure out what to do for him. But can you come back with your call sign? I didn't get it.
Call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Victor Delta X Ray. That's Charlie Alpha Delta Echo.
Yeah, this is Daniel, but thank you for that. Come back and let me know about the Cobra. That'll be nice. I'm trying to look on a Facebook market now to see if I can find a decent one for him.
Yeah, I appreciate the QSO. Always love having a contact with anybody about anything, to tell you the truth, but yeah, as far as, this was years ago, but, you know, most people are just using the standard, I don't know, I guess it's AM modulation for those 11-meter CB rigs. As far as single sideband, most people, he used to do single sideband too, but it was just for DX contact, so I've always found that just over the road, just regular AM modulation out of just, you know, I mean, any of those radios like the Cobra 29 or whatever always worked out pretty good for just talking over the road. But anything more than that, I would definitely encourage him to get a rig that also does single sideband.
Get his ham radio license as well, but I haven't been able to convince him of that yet. So he had to go through all that other testing to get his license. But cool. Well, thank you so much, Kate. And thank you for that info and for the QSO. Have a good one. This is KI4DTY, and I'll be on the site.
I appreciate the QSO, and just for the log, if you could give me your call sign one more time, please.
Sign here is Kilo India 4 Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY, and the name here is Daniel.
Daniel, I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming back one more time to give me that that info, and big 73s to you, and hope to hear you around again. From Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Delta X-Ray, 73s to you, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Have a good one, and have a safe trip. I guess, are you coming home from school or going?
I'm just coming into Traveler's Rest now. That's my QTH.
Ah, sweet. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. It's not too terribly cold today. It's turning out to be pretty. So, but 73s, have a good one.
4, Victor Delta X-ray. 73s, I'll be clear.